Coach, man, coach is supposed to go in and squash that. Supposed to get things, guys, back on the same page. Where's that at?
Here's an example. The Bulls literally just fired Fred Hoiberg. Literally.
Yeah.
The Bulls just fired Fred Hoiberg.
Like, Norberg. As we speak?
Norberg. Not to be confused with Norberg. Pandy under O.J. Simpson today.
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, he just got fired in the last 30 minutes.
There you go.
All the mayor.
It's crazy.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning and welcome to Joe Lowe and Dibs. Thank you for joining us. This is your 7 o'clock hour. Couple points of parliamentary procedure. First and foremost, you are about 17 minutes away from the first opportunity to win a trip to Hawaii with three guests. 7:20 a.m. every day over the next couple of weeks. However, the only chance you're going to have to hear your name called is if you register for the contest on 957thegame.com. At 7:20 a.m., your boys Joe Lowe and Dibs will be announcing a name. That name will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back, and if they do so, they will qualify for the chance to win the trip. Now, even if your name isn't called, but you know the person whose name is called, you're going to want to alert that person because that person gets to bring three people to Hawaii with them. Okay? You might be one of those three. So 7:20 a.m. each and every day over the next 2 weeks. Number two, the beef line's coming up at 7:30. Number three, Jerry Rice in just under an hour at 8 o'clock. Woo! Good to be back in the saddle. We begin this hour with the conversation of what took place yesterday at CenturyLink Field. Seattle 43, San Francisco 16. That is now 10 straight losses suffered at the hands of the Seattle Seahawks. This show counts them all. A lot of articles that are being written are saying it's 9 straight losses. That fails to include the NFC Championship game. We will be including that. 10 straight losses to the Seahawks, and a lot of them have been boating, boys. 43-16, 24-13. That's all right. 12-9, 25-23. 37-18.
Boat.
29-13.
Boat.
20-3.
That's boat.
17-7. Wave runner. 19-3.
Jet ski.
23-17. Dorsal fins. 19-17. Mm. That was a win. That's a boogie board.
Boogie.
Yeah, they boogie boarded Seattle in that game. That's all the way back on December 8, 2013. That is the last time the Niners beat the Seahawks. They've also lost 8 straight to Arizona.
Mm.
So things aren't looking too good in the NFC West when you also factor in the Rams winning the division this weekend.
Yeah, and since you're talking about that and you're talking about the division, the Rams, Seattle, and Arizona, and saying who did we beat in the division thus far, and you have a zero. You haven't won a division game. Isn't that interesting? You might not win.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that.
You have not won. I know.
Just continues to get worse, does it not?
You have not won one game in the division.
They're
guys.
Also 0-7 on the road.
It's alarming. And you're talking about the Rams. Can they catch? I'm going to tell you right now. The Rams, I'm just talking about a guy. I have changed again, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm a flounder. I'm turning into Miss
Hey, it's okay. Once you come up with new information, if you choose to readjust a previous opinion, it's okay. This is part of the problem with society. Someone has an opinion, and then if they want to change it because they've come across new information or they realize they've made a mistake, we ostracize them for changing the opinion.
Very
thank
true.
You.
Okay. Very true.
Thank you.
If you
you literally change your opinion at the exact moment.
I have been very decisive lately.
You have. I'll give you that.
No. We talked about guys, what you would willing to do if you were single, and you went from 20. You went from being 30 to all the way 20, and then Joe
off air to on air.
Yeah. And
that's
then
how
you
we
went
do
all
it.
The way down to 25. You started at 30.
She was 30. Really yeah, willing to dip into the baby pool there for a moment.
No, come on.
You broke her down. She went 10.
Oh, and break her down. She said, how young would you go? She said, not more than 5 years.
How low would you go?
So I throw an age out there, and she goes, oh, yeah, I'd go that low. You know, flip-flop. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, bringing that.
That's only if Paul has the flu for an entire year. Would
yeah,
she then?
Which she tried to give him
a year in one day.
My fault. My fault.
Also, Dibs, if you want some, this for you. Talking with Mama Neil this morning on the phone. What'd she say about your boy?
What happened?
He was on the phone, speakerphone, so it's a conversation for everyone. It's not off limits.
Sure. Yes,
he was in the break room when I was trying to get coffee. He had monopolized the machine. He had gotten his coffee and also put in some spill tray underneath it and was collecting the spill runoff while conducting a conversation and blocking the sink. So he had the whole kitchen to himself.
The latte, so you wanted, I didn't want the water, just wanted to get the milk out of that part and just put it in my own coffee.
So anytime the machine breaks, we know who does it because he's only willing to extract the milk from the machine.
No. Great. I put, you know what I'm saying? You put the,
not really, no.
You grab, if there's two different
forms of
liquid.
Let's focus on Mama Neal's great words this morning.
Yeah, so anyway, she said, oh, what, who's, and I said, oh, that was Joe in the back. Oh, he's so good looking. I was like, oh, Mama, he's not.
What?
I said,
Lorenzo Neal's mom has voted Joe Fortenbaugh best looking on the show.
Mama might want to.
Now, in her defense, and in your defense, not really a lot of stiff competition.
Yeah.
No. No, I mean.
Whoa. What happened?
Shout out Mama Neal. Huge fan. Guys, we pivot back to football.
Yes, thank
you. Lo is about to flip flop on an opinion yet again. He's about to do a complete 360.
I'm not gonna.
Thank you.
I approve. That's
well, for this show.
That's the whole hindsight's 50-50. Deja vu all over again.
Yeah, 2019 exactly.
All right,
the coach
go ahead and
shooting the 3-point. I was talking about the MVP, and we looked at certain guys, and we talked about hey, who's MVP, and I talked about Drew Brees and what he's doing. I changed my mind. And it should be Aaron Donald. The MVP of the National Football League should be Aaron Donald. When you watch what he's able to do on a consistent basis, he stands out like no other. Of course, Khalil Mack's great, good player. When you watch Aaron Donald beat double teams, watch that play where he took two linemen, offensive guard and the offensive tackle from the Detroit Lions, and swim one, slap the other one, and still gets back to the quarterback, causes a fumble. Aaron Donald
was damn near disrespectful. It looked dominant.
It was disrespectful. And he does it week in and week out. They know where he's going. Quarterback, you protect. You got receivers running their outs. Guys can get open. You got to be able to throw the ball to him. Aaron Donald doesn't get protected.
He's getting an extraordinary amount of help, though, from the all-stars around him. He's got Ndamukong Suh as a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not.
They picked up Fowler from Jacksonville midseason.
That's an interesting conversation. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Suh is not the Hall of Famer. No, he's not.
I don't know. He's had a hell of a career.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Is he a first ballot? No.
Are you telling me that he and Dante Fowler Jr. are not having spectacular seasons?
With all due respect, not spectacular. Suh is not having a spectacular season. No. I tell you that, no. Emphatically, no. And when you sit here and you want to say Aaron Donald is getting help, what are you smoking? You talk about me smoking? Aaron Donald.
That was off the air, too.
We're all well aware of the answer to that question.
Single-handedly, he's motorboating guys. Dibs, please watch. Please, I'm asking you, pull up his highlight. It's not that he's beating one guy. He's getting doubled. They're turning protection to him, and he's still beating two guys.
He's a nice little player, but he's not the MVP.
Yeah, here's the problem. I love
a nice
the case.
Little player.
Years ago, when Ndamukong Suh, to circle this background, when he was in his final year at Nebraska, I thought he should have won the Heisman Trophy. He was blocking kicks. If you remember the Texas game, he was sacking. He was unstoppable. But people are unwilling to accept positions outside of the easy to understand. People don't understand what it takes to be a good defensive tackle. You know why quarterbacks always win MVPs and all these awards? Because everyone can easily understand what 30 touchdown passes means. People understand what 300 passing yards in a game means. No one understands what 4 pass breakups means. No one, you understand sacks, but that's it. Donald taking on a double team, people don't get what that means. They don't understand it, and therefore they're unwilling to accept whether or not he could be the MVP. Here's your other problem.
He's beating 640.
They rank 19th in total defense. He can't be an MVP if you're a defender on the 19th ranked defense.
Joe, he's beating 600 pounds of man in front of him. There's a guy, a quarterback, you're standing back there in the pocket, and if you get protection, you're throwing the ball. You're throwing ball to phenomenal receivers that can't be grabbed, can't be touched. You're talking about a guy lining up, and it's man-on-man, mano-y-mano, and he's friggin' whooping their butt, and then another guy's on him, he's whooping his butt. I think this whole thing is preposterous. It's a joke.
The fact that he's not going to win MVP?
Yes.
Right.
I don't know if it's a joke. Drew Brees,
promise,
Patrick Mahomes,
promise,
having a really good
Phillip
season.
Rivers, by the way, quietly is having a monster year.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks. Up
just
in
as
two
I get
shows, low changes
pick coming
tune.
Back.
It's
don't
coming
worry.
Back. Yeah. Yeah, quarterbacks, don't worry. Guys.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We've got to get ready because you've got a chance to win a trip to Hawaii. You and 3 guests. That's coming up. The Beef Line, plus more on the Niners and Seahawks. And I don't know if I can really say more because we barely even scratched the surface on it. Here. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Listen to the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, today at 8, as he joins Joe Lowe and Dibs to break down the weekend's NFL games.
Oh! Everybody out. Young throws deep over the middle for Rice, and he's got it. And there he goes. Touchdown!
Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe-Dibs. This morning at 8 on the Bay Area's football station, 95.7. The Game.
Hi, folks. Jim Peterson. We're talking about roofs today. The rain is back. Your roof's taking a beating. It's raining like cats and dogs out there. I'm the guy that provides the 25 to 50-year roof warranty, so you set it and forget it. You put it on once. You don't think about it again. I'm the guy with the underlayment that's a roof under a roof. You get that from nobody else across the United States. I'm the guy with American-made roofs. If you combine your new roof with a solar power system, the electricity rates come down so low, essentially the roof is free. I'm not kidding. Right now, give me a call. Roofs for under $100. Put solar on, and the roof essentially is free. It's at 888-523-0406. 888-523-0406. That's 888-523-0406. New roofs for under $100 a month. Solar power systems that reduce the electric bill. Essentially, the roof is free. I can't do this forever. I've got to stay in business. Give me a call right now. 888-523-0406. 888-523-0406. That's 888-523-0406. Or at solarforamerica.com.
CSLB 868-363. 468-117. 930-640.
Hey, San Francisco. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long drawn out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed, but knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed, but you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, San Francisco, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
While you're settling in to watch the San Francisco 49ers game, you may have unwanted guests, like termites or other pests. Termites don't hibernate, and they can do a lot of damage to your home. So what do you do? Do what the San Francisco 49ers did to protect their new stadium. Call Planet Orange, the official pest control provider of the San Francisco 49ers. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now to schedule your free termite inspection. And at Planet Orange, the results are guaranteed. Planet Orange is also an innovator in cost-effective, eco-friendly termite and pest control methods. They'll customize a pest control program for you using botanical solutions to common pest problems. So when it comes to choosing a pest control company, the San Francisco 49ers have done the research for you. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE for a complimentary pest consultation or to schedule a free termite inspection, even on Saturdays. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text GROWTH to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to of great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text GROWTH to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text GROWTH to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word GROWTH to 246810.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra, with member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra, only for pros, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in-store for details.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
I'm Anna Kukadikis, and this update is brought to you by Credit Karma. The 49ers still leading the way for the first overall draft pick after losing their eighth straight in Seattle in a 43-16 loss. We'll talk about the loss with the GOAT Jerry Rice at 8 a.m. Then former Niner Alex Boone will talk to the guys at 9:10. Niners were officially eliminated from playoff contention, as were the Raiders after a 40-33 loss to the Chiefs. Warriors in Atlanta tonight. Coverage starts at 3 with Warriors Live, where you have the chance to win some cash. Then stay tuned to win tickets to an upcoming Warriors game. Now, some bad news is Damian Jones is likely done for the season after sustaining a pectoral tear, and Draymond Green now unlikely to return during this road trip. And this just in, the Bulls have fired head coach Fred Hoiberg. And stay tuned to see if you qualify for a trip to Hawaii. That's coming up next. Sponsored by FH Daily Chevrolet. To get a winning deal, you have to deal with the winning team. FH Daily Chevrolet, San Leandro. More at FHDaily.com. I'm Anna Kukadikis. We've got the Beef Line coming up at 7:30 right here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Low and Dibs continues on Monster Monday. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club, FH Daily Chevrolet, and Benjamin Moore Paints.
All right, we've got less than a minute until we're going to announce the first possible qualifier for the Hawaii giveaway. So 45 seconds from now, we're doing that. So I'll give you 45 seconds. Who do you have for the Heisman?
I think it's got to be Kyler Murray. I think what you saw from Alabama is the backup Jalen Hurts could do just as fine as Tua. I'm going with the Oklahoma quarterback.
You're
going
to go with Kyler Murray from Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Lorenzo Neal?
Same.
You
same
also church, like Kyler Murray from Oklahoma?
Same everything.
Of course.
You copy me. You would just...
You toad.
Yes.
You would know Kyler Murray from Eddie Murray without me. You got 20 seconds. Come back at me.
You know what? You don't even want the 20
it's
seconds.
It's not even worth my time. It's not even worth my time.
Oh, so you think you're...
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
All right. Fine. We got the Beef Line at 7:30. Jerry Rice will join us at 8, as he does each and every Monday here on 95.7 The Game. In addition to that, Alex Boone, former 49er at 9:10 this morning. Mark that down. 9:10 this morning, Alex Boone. Now, are we playing any music for the Hawaii giveaway, or should I just jump into the read?
You want a drum roll or anything?
Yeah,
or
give me a little drum roll. Actually, you know what? I got a whole thing I got to read before we get to the name, so we'll do the drum roll at the name. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Double drum roll.
We'll try a little take two.
Premature
then.
Drum roll.
3, 2, and 1.
It's time for the 95.7 The Game and Alaska Airlines Hawaii for the Holidays Flyaway Contest. We are sending one listener and three guests on a dream vacation this holiday season, courtesy of Alaska Airlines, with nonstop flights from the Bay Area to Hawaii. If you haven't already, register now for your chance to qualify at 957thegame.com. Remember, the only way you'll have a chance of us reading your name every day, 7:20 a.m. right here on 957 The Game, is if you've registered. So go to the website and do that. Now, it is time for the first qualifier's name, who's going to have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back. Fibs, drum roll, please. Brian Beck from San Mateo. Brian Beck from San Mateo, you right now have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call the contest line at 415-402-6865. That number again, 415-402-6865. If you don't call us back, we're going to pick another name and announce it. Now remember, the winner of this contest gets to bring 3 people to Hawaii with them. So if you know Brian Beck from San Mateo, let him know he's got to call us back in just under 9 minutes right around now. 415-402-6865, because if he does so, he might pick you to join him in Hawaii. 415-402-6865. All right. yesterday. Seattle Seahawks 43, San Francisco 49ers 16. 10 straight losses suffered at the hands of the Seattle Seahawks. The last time the Niners beat these guys, December 8th, 2013, 19-17 at Candlestick. So it's never even happened at Levi's yet. In addition, the last win at Seattle, December 24th, 2011. Also 19-17. Bit of voodoo there. I mean, we have had this conversation for months about how far away this team is from contending. You've lost 8 straight to Arizona, who stinks. You've lost 10 straight to Seattle. The Rams just won the division over the weekend. When's this going to end? Today's Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet, which is up on the website, 957thegame.com. Will the Niners beat the Seahawks in 2019?
No, and I thought that the poll question was going to be, will they ever beat the Seahawks again? And I think that's more compelling than... I mean, I hate to be the joker in the group, Lo, but
yeah,
there's no chance that they beat him in 2019. Honestly, if you get
that far away,
Jimmy G's back, McKinnon's back, they're both at full strength, you still go to Seattle as 8-point underdogs with a healthy Jimmy G and a healthy running back, and you take everybody back and you add whatever pass rusher you want. You're still heavy underdog, and that game here at home next year, if they have look ahead lines from a year from now, that game here at home, you're going to be an underdog.
Look, so way ahead.
They won't beat them next year.
I'll take that action.
So you think they'll split. Seattle next year?
They'll split.
Nice little banana split.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's mark the tape here for a year from now.
Please, and here's what you have to realize: free agency, it's different than any sport, especially football. Baseball is a little different. One guy's not going to necessarily get you over to football. It's totally different, man. It's a different animal. You get a good draft. You're going to have the first pick in the draft. You're going to have opportunity in free agency. You can really address a lot of issues, Daniel, that you're looking at for this Niner team that you're trying to deal with and address. This Niners organization will spend money. They're going to spend a lot of money this offseason. This is because
from a political standpoint, they got to make it look good.
Absolutely.
Four straight years the Niners have racked up 10 or more losses. We're not at the end of the season yet, but they're there. 4 straight years of 10 or more losses. That has never happened in franchise history before. Have the fans just been beaten into submission at this point?
They're going to get aggressive. I promise you. Kyle Shanahan, you watch him. He's getting penalties on the sideline. He's cussing officials.
You could see yesterday he was starting to run pretty hot.
He's running
after the muff punt. They cut to Shanahan. You could see
he's bawling, Joe. He's turning red like a red tomato. I mean, you see his face. He was
hotter than a baked potato.
He's starting to feel it
in the oven in the South in the summer.
He's feeling it. And so, what do you do when you start to feel it? You press, and he's going to put. I guarantee you. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch this offseason, they're going to push their chips in the middle of the table, and they're going to get aggressive.
So let me ask you this, Lo. If they get the first overall pick, and let's say they go with the Bosa kid, and let's say that Nick Bosa, I believe, let's say he's as good as his brother Joey Bosa. So right ahead, you go ahead and plug and play him. He's your pass rusher. And then you go out in free agency, and you get yourself a couple of corners. You get yourself a wide receiver, and you get yourself a couple of linebackers. Are they all of a sudden going to be good enough to beat Seattle? At that point?
Yeah.
The thing is, with McKinnon and Garoppolo coming back, there's a monumental shift there. Suddenly they become a vastly improved team. And again, this is
improved from
the bottom of the barrel.
Question.
This is a team with the number one pick right now.
Yes.
But you bring back a franchise quarterback and a running back who, I don't know how the ACL is going to affect him. McKinnon would have been nasty in this offense. You see what Breida's doing and what Mostert's done. McKinnon's better than both.
Right. Breida looks like a pro bowler, for heaven's sakes, Dibs.
This offense is designed to make running backs.
If I can be devil's advocate for just a brief moment.
You do have
red hair.
Yeah. You have the 32nd best wide receiver core in the NFL, and it's not even close. You wouldn't take this wide receiver core over any other group, and
that's an interesting question.
Dante Pettis with a nice game yesterday. It's a terrible, terrible group. Good guys. Can't stay healthy. None of them are impactful.
Is it the worst wide receiver unit in the National Football League?
Yes, but you can address that, guys. You're going to address that in free agents. You're going to address that in the draft. Let me make a point. Just like you made a point, Mr. Devil himself, let me make a point. Here's the thing that we all talked about. We sat here and we talked about a team that we said maybe an AFC championship, and we said probably be maybe New England and maybe be Kansas City. Do you know, newsflash, Kansas City ain't making it to the AFC championship anymore. Even though, why?
Is that because of the Kareem Hunt thing?
Yes! Ooh. The market! Lock it! Lock it!
You're exactly. locking it that they're not going to the AFC Championship
right.
game.
Double lock it.
Let's mark the tape.
Well, who's going?
It ain't them now because you just got rid of about 20 to 30% of your offense. And that's why when you're talking about can they make it the Niners next year? Yes, because you're going to get 50% of your offense. You got your quarterback and you got a running back. And now you got the two-headed guys, two-headed monster that can help you change games. This offense is built for a running back. For heaven's sakes, Dibs, didn't you watch the Atlanta Falcons 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl and what kind of year they had?
I watched them yesterday with Steve Sarkisian calling plays.
Yeah, you're going to be funny. Awful. Yeah, you be funny. You want to be a clown? Be Mickey Mouse.
All right. Do we need all the yelling?
I'm sorry.
The points are good. It's just...
Put down the coffee.
It is Monday. It's
coffee
not
is
even
for clothes.
I miss you guys. Yet. I miss you guys. I miss going off.
Feeling is not mutual. Stop yelling. Please.
I love you and I miss
just
you.
Reel it back in.
Okay.
Well, you're doing a great job, though. I want you to know that.
Okay, thank you. Well, anywho, as I finish, Daniel, you saw what happened to Atlanta when Kyle Shanahan left. But look at the running backs, the kind of numbers and the kind of offense it was. Now you're going to sit here and tell me they won't be able to compete? You're wrong, and you're out of line.
Okay, that was nicely done because now you just got upticked, and he did it in a much softer tone that can't feel good. I'm not going to say it's a casket slapping.
It's a slapping. That was a slapping.
That's a casket slap?
I don't know. It was more of an urn dropping with some of the ash spilled out. Yeah.
A little urn spillage.
And they didn't even scoop it up. They just vacuumed it.
It's
a morbid show, man. Why are we always talking about death?
What are you going to do?
It's urn drop. Yeah.
It's one
slaps.
Of the only things that we all have in common. The three, four of us and six of us and everybody. We all
that
share.
That will all die.
And exactly.
And all three of us now are thinking about the urn. All three of us are thinking about getting cremated. Right. That's what's crazy.
No doubt.
This show has
changed. You really brought everyone around on that.
Yeah, just another example of you following me, you know.
Who started
you
that?
Were pro cremation?
Always have been, Coach.
Yo, who started? Come on, Ann and Joe.
I think you were the first I heard about it on this show. But I don't know if.
Once we showed you that video of guys getting slapped in caskets, that's when you changed your tune.
Yeah. I always didn't like the idea of being buried because you take up all that real estate.
Right.
Do we need to take up all that real estate? You know, as Frank Reynolds says in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, when I'm dead, I don't need my body anymore. Just throw in the trash.
Yeah.
I catch him watching videos now. I see him in the video.
No. Not watching. I'm not watching caskets. I watched it one time, and it was horrifying.
And now what are you thinking?
I'm definitely getting cremated. I'm not going to get slapped in a casket. You kidding me?
That's worse than getting motorboated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'd rather get boated any day. I'll go to Seattle and lose by 30. No problem. Has Brian Beck from San Mateo called us back? Ooh, he's up against it. I think we're down inside of 2 minutes here. Brian Beck, San Mateo, 415-402-6865. If you don't call us back, we're reading off another name.
Wow.
We are going to read off another name for a chance to win a trip to Hawaii. Contest line, 415-402-6865. But, because we're here and because I need to casually find a way to drag out about seven more seconds with Jerry Rice joining us this morning at 8 o'clock. Mark that down. It's time for the Beef Line.
There's some things in life that really piss you off. Now's your chance to unleash the fury. This is the Beef Line, proudly presented by Harris Ranch. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Available throughout the Bay Area at Raley's and Nob Hill Foods.
Yes, get over there!
Now, it's time to go beef mode.
The Beef Line is presented by our good friends at Harris Ranch. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Available throughout the Bay Area at Raley's and Nob Hill Foods. Now, before we jump in, I've noticed that the phone lines are lighting up on the Niners. If you want to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. But for right now, here's caller number one.
Good morning, guys. I got beef. I got beef with Joe, Flo, and Dib. I'm sitting here every single day except Thanksgiving, working my ass off, and I got Dolo and Dib taking days off, and I got to sit here listening to Guru blabber on about who knows what. Dolo and Dib, step it up and get to work.
We're not robots, sir. We need time off.
I mean, I try to work a lot of days, but when your wife goes into labor, you probably figure you're going to miss one, maybe 2 days there. 2 days for the whole thing. However, plenty of people upset that there were no picks, there was no podcast, there was no appearance on the show. People get mad.
Yeah.
They love this show. They like their consistency. I like that kind of passion.
How dare you watch your child?
Yeah.
Joe, the child
should have just brought himself into the world.
Joe, you have a great excuse. Mr. Dan Dibley, by the way, just a little under the weather. I've been under the weather.
Wow.
Excuse me, but I keep sucking it up.
Yeah, wow. About that. Take a day off. You got everyone sick last year. Don't do it again this year. The whole damn building was sick because of this
guy. I can show
Bringing up whatever he caught in Fresno.
I can show you the days off chart of over who's missed more days of the three of us, and it doesn't really favor you. So you may want to go ahead and queue up the truck and back out of yet another take.
Well, I'm glad you took the day off, especially when you have mud butt, so it's good.
Caller,
I had a chest cold.
Two.
Hey, guys. My beef is with this Movember. Great cause and all, but let's start with Dan. Mr. Dibley, you look like you're homeless. December cannot come fast enough for you so you can shave that thing. Lo, I don't know what happened with you. They look like they superimposed Raleigh Fingers' mustache on your face. You look like a joke, man. Whoa. And then, Joe, you look pretty handsome, man. I think you should just keep that thing.
Excellent.
All right, guys. I'm out.
It's a great call.
Nice, sweet pants.
There's a lot to like about that call.
Sweet pants. That's great, sweet pants.
There's a lot to like. There's some positivity, so you know he wasn't just a universal hater, and he also upticked both of you at the end.
Oh, of course, because he was nice to you. Oh, tell Sweet Cheeks to call back again.
And it's not funny that I sleep in my car four nights a week.
Yeah. Okay. You do, universally, people are voting that you look like a straight-up criminal with that handlebar
mustache.
Great,
I may bring it back because people were getting out of my way. I was honking my horn and getting no retribution. I was a whole new me, kid.
All he needed was the white hood, Joe. That's all he needed.
Okay, there it
that's,
is.
Yeah,
great.
That's, see,
great.
Wildly inappropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, wildly inappropriate. Great. What you should have said was something like, if Sam Crow had, like, the not-so-big-and-badass division, it'd be that'd be dead. Dibs could ride
you.
The
Thank you.
Sam Crow Jr.
And it's a gray hoodie. It's not white. It's a light gray.
What else we got?
My beef is with Lo Neal. Oh. Mr. Lo Neal. For someone who is constantly working out and staying in shape, why the hell do I always hear you breathing so damn hard? Every time you guys have an interview and the person is talking, all I hear is you breathing. You sound like a 325-pound lineman instead of a fullback.
That's got to sting.
What?
And an uptick.
Buddy, why are you so hard on me, man?
Totally.
Thanks, Anna.
No problem.
Glad he's suggesting that you have an excessive amount of weight pressing down on your lungs.
Yeah, I don't understand that call. Do I breathe heavy, guys? Do you?
You're a mouth breather. And you go ahead and cut that, too. Hopefully you can isolate that.
That was kind of weird. Did you hear that?
My favorite is when, and you don't realize you're doing this because I don't think you can hear it on your own end, but when your mic is on and you rub the stubble on your beard right into the microphone and you can hear the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
It's like you look around, it's like, oh, my God. And there he is. And then he'll turn the mic off to ask the question, which is always my fan favorite.
I've been pretty good. I've been running hot.
You have been...
YouTube.
Remarkably consistent with your microphone on-off usage. What else we got?
Yeah, I've got a few beefs with you all. Dibs, my first beef is with you. What's up with you and the movie looks? Seriously, Dibs, the website picture, that jacket is way, way too big for you. You look that like that little kid from the Tom Hanks movie, Big. What'd you do? Show up one day and they said, hey, we're taking the website picture, and you asked Lo for a jacket? That thing is 10 times too big for you, Dibs.
Well, that's it. He said he had beef with everyone, but he just cut it that day.
What's up with the editing back there?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Actually, he tried going off on everyone else, but kind of stumbled, and he said, oh, I'll call back later.
Smart editing.
Yeah, you guys did a good job.
It's really smart editing right there. Great stuff.
That was a well-read take right
there. Can I get my jacket back, Dibs?
Do we have another one? Fire that one as well.
Well, well, well. Lionel Hutz back on the beef line. Grill it up. So what? Fremont in the house. So I called to kind of give you guys a shout out, like a thanks. You guys gave me some comedy get down tickets. Everyone was hilarious. And then I'm on hold for like 2 hours. Come on, man. Yo, you over here rambling on about stuff that ain't going to happen. Niners going to trade with the Raiders for the first round pick. Derek Carr's staying there. That's what's happening. Oh, the Jimmy G thing was devastating. It sucked the life out of them. No, they suck. That's what sucked the life out of them.
All right, lots to dissect there. Not sure if we have the time to do it right now.
Probably not.
You know, we love and we cherish the phone calls. The number's 888-957-9570. We're about to dive into them in a second, but we do have billions of listeners. We told you that before. So sometimes the lines will get jammed up. We don't have a billion lines, but we do have a billion listeners. You do the math. It's pretty simple. Anything else? One more? All right, hit me with it.
Hi, I'm Eric from Novato. My beef is with Gibbs. Over the weekend, he was refing my fourth grade CYO basketball game, and he almost made me foul out. And he called 3 seconds in the key. Dibs, You just need to swallow the whistle.
Oh, my God.
It's over.
Of the month.
It's wow. just the beginning of December. It's already over. That was remarkable.
Can I?
You want to comment on it? You want to hear it again?
Oh, again.
Can we
can
actually hear
again?
That again?
Seriously.
Play that again.
Hi, I'm Eric from Novato. My beef was a give. He, over the weekend, he was reffing my fourth grade CYO basketball game, and he almost made me foul out. And he called 3 seconds in the key. Give. You just need to swallow the whistle.
Oh, my God.
Call the year, maybe?
Oh my God.
Really good.
Put that kid on. I'd like to interview him.
Yes.
Eric from Novato.
Call in.
What a phone call.
It's funny because that was a fourth grade A game, and I remember at the half checking on the foul trouble, and I said, hey, how many does number 30 have? And they said he's got three, and I was like, oh, damn. Had I known that, I wouldn't have given him the third because the third was a bit of a touch foul. But the first two, Eric... Those were legit. The
hell
third
a,
one, I probably should have swallowed
hell
it.
Hell of a formula you have there for officiating a basketball game.
A solo ref, fourth grade A game, very intense, and I was incredible. I might have missed one call, and it was a foul on that young man.
A fourth grader literally called his radio show to say you wrecked his fourth grade basketball game. Is that what you do on the weekends? You just go around breaking the hearts of fourth graders?
I go out there and I adjudicate, Joe. If the kid reaches, I'm going to call it. I don't care if his dad's
you
listening
three
or not.
Seconds in the paint on fourth graders?
Kid was camping in there, Joe.
Why didn't you just say, hey, 30, get out of here? You could.
It was on his teammate.
Yeah, why not give him the heads
thank
up?
Thank you. That's what I officiated, and I've done that. I officiated.
Oh, you've officiated.
Yeah.
Please, prove it. Show me one picture of you in the zebra
Joe,
outfit.
When you're in high school, Coach. You know they asked you to officiate 8th grade and 7th grade stuff that you do. So, of course, I would do that, and I would officiate for the younger kids. Absolutely have done it many a times. Wrestling, everything. Come on, I'm multitask. And yeah, I would just say, hey, young fella, get out of here. I got to call you. You just tell him.
You see, that's the thing. Even LeBron has the refs coming over saying he's committing lane violations
yes.
on his free throws because he's stepping over the line. So they'll give him the heads up so he doesn't violate. They won't call him on it. But you're calling fourth graders. You can't just give them the heads up.
Met with both coaches pregame, and I said, how do you want me to call it? I said, you want me to call it like a high school varsity game? They said, yes, we do. And so that's what I did. So
jeez.
The young man should consult with his coach before coming at me on the beef line.
Supposed to be a teaching
moment. I got upticked by a 10-year-old, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't,
that hurts
uptick
double that.
In retribution, it falls on deaf ears. There's no credit for that.
Wow.
Fourth graders calling up complaining about how you're wrecking their Saturday basketball games.
Ruined his weekend.
Guy wants to play basketball.
It's on brand for the show when you really do think about it.
You're consistent.
It's not like we're gonna...
He's consistent. Yeah. Consistent.
I wonder what happens next time I ref his game. I wonder if he gets any breaks.
Yeah, that's
you
also
bet.
A problem.
Hey, call us up, young man, if he does
you
anything.
You walk in the gym, you
Joe
got two
West
on
over
you, number
here,
30.
Just giving Bumgarner the business every single time out. Great news. Part of our Beefline sponsorship deal with Harris Ranch includes gift certificates to give away for the best beef of the month, although Eric and Novato may have sewn that up with about, 28 days to go.
Wow.
Each month, we give away a $100 Harris Ranch beef gift certificate available at your local Raley's, Bel Air, and Nob Hill Foods. Now, here's how it works. You got to have the best call. We play the best of the best every Monday and Friday at 7:30. All right? The best of the best of the best wins that gift certificate. I think Eric in Novato has established himself as a front runner, for the rest of the month, but plenty of time to catch him. Next Beef Line this Friday, 7:30. The number, as always, 415-403-8588. 415-403-8588. Now, we've got Jerry Rice coming up in about 20 minutes at 8 o'clock, so we're going to talk to him about the Niners-Seahawks game. We're also going to jump back into the Niners-Seahawks conversation, but I regret to inform... Well, only really one individual, and I'm happy to tell the rest of you that Brian Beck from San Mateo did not call us back within 9 minutes and 57 seconds, which means we are going to go to the well and call another name for a chance to qualify for a trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, I should have called Tom Brady and let him know that someone in his town, San Mateo, that's where he's born and raised, didn't call in. Tell Tom, you know, get the
You call Brady right now. Does he pick up?
It's voicemail, Coach, please.
Is it direct to voicemail, like that one and a half
yeah,
rings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's on straight up pay no mind.
Okay, I'll admit it. At least you can I do it? But can you?
Oh, that'd be so
point.
Impressive.
That's a good point. I can't call Tom Brady right now without stealing your phone. And even if I did, I wouldn't know which phone to steal or what name to look for.
Joe, let's just go on to Cincinnati.
You turned your back on Dibs. You are facing the other way now.
Yes. You need
I
to
can get Clint Azubuki to send me the voicemail if you want. It'll really impress you. Anyway, Joe, we got a name to read.
Damon Jones from Palo Alto. Damon Jones from Palo Alto, you have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back on the contest line. The number, 415-402-6865. That number again, 415-402-6865. If you know Damon Jones from Palo Alto, hit him up now. Get him to call us back in the next 9 minutes and 57 seconds, because if he does so, he might win the trip to Hawaii, and he might take you with him as a result.
He's at practice, Joe, right now, so you don't think he's going to be able to call us right now.
That would be Damian Jones, yeah, and that would be a torn pectoral muscle that has probably derailed him for the rest of the season.
That's going to have to be a five-yarder.
So I think literally everything you just said was incorrect.
5 yards for not knowing your latest injury update on the Warriors. That's a five.
You were trying to play Damian Jones. I got you.
Thank you. And he still wouldn't be at practice? He still wouldn't be at work? Just because you tear your pec, that means you can't show up anymore? Come on,
Coach, his season's over.
Disappointing. They keep saying out for the rest of the regular season, but even if somehow you get healthy back, you're not going to be able to play.
Right. But you still want guys around. They still go to meetings. They still do all this stuff. What, because you get injured, now you don't have to show up? That's not how it works.
So they're not going to fly him from Detroit to Atlanta with a torn pec so he can go through a walkthrough at the Omni Hotel. What you were doing was picking up five, and we're on to Cincinnati.
It's a technical show.
Yeah.
If he's calling 3 second violations on fourth graders, you know you're going to get hit with those.
The kid was camping. You guys should have seen it.
All right. Damon Jones from Palo Alto, 415-402-6865. Let's go. You could be the first qualifier for a chance to win a trip to Hawaii. Yesterday at CenturyLink, the Seahawks 43, the Niners 16. Before we really dissect this thing, the 10 straight losses suffered at the hands of the Seattle Seahawks, which includes the NFC Championship game, give me something positive. Let's bring the people a PSA on a Monday morning. Let's give them something positive about their San Francisco 49ers. Dibs, I'll start with you.
Dante Pettis. The kid looks like, when he has the ball in his hands, that something could happen. Something positive, something great can happen, and it did happen. And I do want to tip the cap to Kyle Juszczyk with an unbelievable block when he gets the ball and he goes around the corner and scores the touchdown. That's the kind of offense you look for, and I think Dante Pettis is a receiver that you can look forward to next year.
Seven targets, five receptions, 129 yards, and two touchdowns. If he develops, that could be one of several weapons Garoppolo meets with next season. George Kittle has adjudicated himself quite nicely this season. Pettis is coming on strong. You'll have McKinnon and Breida coming out of the backfield. Add yourself one or two more wide receivers, suddenly you might have something low. Something positive from yesterday's 43-16 defeat.
I think it's great that you called out Kyle Juszczyk, watching that block on the right side, sealing him in. Watching this guy play, he, for me, Joe, I think if you're talking about Mr. Consistent, I wouldn't be surprised if he's their MVP of their team. I mean, his full back, a position that people don't talk a lot about. That what he's been able to do in the blocking, in the passing game, sitting in on third down, doing a lot of things. I think this guy is one of the unsung heroes on the ball club, but that's not necessarily the guy. My guy, to me, yesterday, I saw Solomon Thomas. We've been asking for this guy to play well. This guy, I see him go back-to-back tackles. He was stout in the run game. He moved the pocket back. He pushed offensive lineman back in the backfield. I thought he played pretty well. So I think that's a player that we've been kind of waiting to see emerge. And yesterday, I thought he had one of his finest hours.
Nicely done. I would say, and it's not going to get a lot of attention because Dante Pettis was the team's top receiver, I like what I saw from Kendrick Bourne. Targeted six times, four receptions, 60 yards. He had the drop near the end of the game. He got upset. He was slamming the turf with that. He's got speed. It looks like the type of player that if you get the ball in his hands, he can make big things happen. And if Pettis is one of those guys, and Bourne somehow becomes one of those guys, even if it's on a limited basis, you really just need that one dominant 12-target, 9-reception, 100-yard type guy. And suddenly you might have something cooking. I thought Kendrick Bourne looked nice. He's got speed. Now, outside of that, the team couldn't run the ball worth a damn yesterday. Huh. And when you're on a third-string practice squad quarterback, you got to be able to run. Newsflash. You've also got to be able to protect. The offensive line was downright atrocious yesterday in all phases of that game. It happens at CenturyLink, but damn. If you're not going to be able to do anything up front, you got no chance of doing anything anywhere on the
field. That being said, I think what we saw from Nick Mullins hanging in there and throwing for more than 400 yards against a pretty good Seattle defense, I think you have seen from Nick Mullins that he's the guy next year. So
really?
I believe so, and I think you're going to start to see C.J. Beathard toward the end of this year in a showcase sort of spot to see if they can get anything via a trade for him, because to me, Nick Mullins shows you more of an ability to make plays and the same sort of toughness that we saw from Beathard.
What do you think?
I don't think you
neither one of these guys have much trade value. So what are you doing? Keep them both. I mean, if these guys are what Dibs believe, he's showing you that he can play and he can be he's okay backup and they're going to get a year more maturity. Why not keep him? Use your draft choices. Go get some other guys now. Don't necessarily bring in a quarterback. Why go draft a quarterback then? If you believe these are your three guys and they're going to be your backup, go use those draft picks for other positions. So I just think that this is a team that needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of help. We understand that. We saw the offensive line. You still need a guard. We don't know what's going on. You had a draft pick from Stanford.
Garnett thing has to be done. That has to be done at this point.
It's washed.
Lynch joined us 2 weeks ago leading into the Tampa Bay game.
Yeah.
And it was the same commentary that we were getting back in August. Hey, he's got to be ready to go. We need him out there. And he just can't find his way onto the field. You got to figure that little experiment is done.
It's got to be done. And the thing about it, that's what's so, when you look at draft, the NFL draft, if you're top two rounds, by default, because you're draft, you're going to get 3 years in the league. That's why these cats, when you say, wow, you can be a bust. And still get, hell, DeMarcus Russell got 3 years. And he probably would have got more if he wasn't just, out there doing all the other things. If you can just be buttoned up and just be a good guy and understand the importance of it, you're drafted top three rounds, you're going to get 3 to 4 years in. You're going to be set. At least you have a chance. The real world out there, Joe, you guys know it. You and Dan, it's tough, man. It's a jungle out there. And to be able to make that type of money, if you can be a good guy and understand the importance of it, you can go get you 3 to 4 years and be ahead of life when you get out in the real world. So I think that you see guys out there, and it's great to see a Solomon Thomas step up, but you saw what's going on with this offensive guard, Stanford guy. I just think that this experiment is over. You saw it first year, broken hand. Now last year, toe. This year, toe. It's all kind of injuries. You just got, this is one you chalk up and say, it's time to go. I know.
Those are starting to add up, by the way.
I know.
CJ Beathard was a third-round pick. Could you get a third-rounder back for him right now?
I don't think so.
By the end of the season?
I think you might get a fifth. If you can show another team that he is at least serviceable or decent. I mean, look around the league right now at what we've seen at the quarterback position. We've seen Nathan Peterman. We've seen Cody Kessler. We've seen the threat of Mark Sanchez. We could go around the league and talk about all the hung teeth, not hung tooths, but hung teeth. And I think C.J. Beathard is better than a lot of them.
If
someone offers you a four right now, can you justify spending a third on him and then 2 years later flipping him for a fourth?
Yes, because I think you've seen that Nick Mullins is better than him. He's better with his legs. He's better with his arm. He's more of a playmaker. So. And I disagree with Lowe in that you know what you have, so you keep C.J. Beathard. You try to get what you can get, and then you go out and you draft another quarterback in the fourth or fifth round, and you continue to move that process forward.
It's going to be interesting because we'll see if the phone rings and see if they can move him, because I don't think you can get a fourth for him. So it's going to be interesting.
I said a fifth. So
let's see if you get a fifth for him, too. I'm with you. I heard you.
But just don't corrupt my
Let's
take.
See if you can get
don't
a-
corrupt my take with your own cockamamie changes. What? If I say fifth,
I didn't say
then you
cockamamie.
Can't just say, well, I know they can't get a fourth for it. No one said a fourth.
Fifth.
We're talking about a fifth.
Okay, talking about a fifth. Let's see
all
if you
right,
get a fifth.
Right.
Let's see.
This is really
Thank
a
you.
Little bit
Thank
deeper
you. Thank
on
you,
the
Joe.
Beathard
Thank
trade
you.
Conversation
Thank you,
that I was
Joe.
Willing to go
I
today.
Wasn't even trying to go there. I understand.
All I'm saying is showcase him. Play
I'm sorry,
the kid.
Dibs. We're out of
play
time.
The kid. So
you
oh, would no, rather, I'm not talking to you.
You would rather see him over Mullins in the attempt that he can be showcased so that you can trade him rather than let Mullins continue to develop. Because let's be honest. Let's say, for example, the Niners are able to turn things around this offseason. They go in the next year and they find themselves, let's say, 8-5 in week 13. 13 weeks in, 14 weeks in, counting the bye, whatever. They're 8-5. And maybe they're not going to win the division, but they're threatening for a wild card. And Garoppolo goes down, but he's going to go down for 2 weeks, and you need a backup to step in. Are you confident that Mullins or Beathard could be the guy that could go, say, 1-1 and keep the ship steady so that you don't blow your playoff chance? Because ultimately, that's what you want in a backup. You want a guy that can maintain. Chase Daniels stepped in for the Bears when Trubisky went down. He won in Detroit. He blew it against the Giants. And that is a bad loss for the Bears, who are trying to win that division. But ultimately, you went 1-1. So you can't be that upset with your backup. That's what you want, a guy who can manage the ship. Do you feel they have that?
Absolutely. And more so than what the Raiders got with Connor Cook, because he could not manage the ship. And that's obviously 2 years ago, and the franchise has been derailed accordingly. But if I was a 49er brass personnel. I think you could go to Mullins or C.J. Beathard. I think Mullins is a better option, but absolutely you could expect one of them to go 1-1.
Joe, neither one of these guys is showing you that they are capable of going out there and win you games on a consistent basis. So when I'm looking at these guys and I say, Beathard or Mullins, who do you want? Flip a coin. Neither one of these guys have came out here and showed you that they are they're stand-up number two. They can go out there and they belong. You see Mullins holding on the ball. You see both these guys at times holding to the ball. You see them trying to throw in the triple coverage. What happened? You saw yesterday. You saw Mullins trying to go to the Kittle at times when he's being doubled. All this stuff, trying to go to him at times when he probably shouldn't. So neither one of these quarterbacks, in my opinion, has shown me that they are just a number two backup. I think they're undecided. I don't think that neither one of these guys, you can't say that one is better than the other right now.
Well, you played with one of the all-time great backups in Billy Volek.
Stepped
in that year for Phillip and helped manage the ship by winning that game in Indianapolis against Peyton Manning and the Colts. But what did Volek have at his disposal? He had you. He had LaDainian Tomlinson. He had Antonio Gates.
Oh, yeah.
Who were your starters back then? Do you have Vincent Jackson?
VJ.
Was he on the team?
Absolutely.
So he had some weapons. And he had an offensive line. Here, Beathard and Mullins are working with nothing. Nick Mullins is working with very, very little. So if you gave him an adequate arsenal, do you think he could then demonstrate that he's worthy of being a solid, reliable number two?
Maybe, but I can say the same for Beathard. That's why I'm in a different church than you, Dibs, when I say both of them. They're letting Mullins play it out because they're saying, okay, let's see what he has. And you've seen it. You seen him get motorboated yesterday. You seen Beathard playing games where he's compete just like that. You saw him have great games. You seen win games too. So I don't think that it's just clear and decisive that one of them's better than the other.
Yeah, I do. And as a result, you want to showcase C.J. Beathard. And even if you're not sure, get Beathard out there. You've seen what you can see from Mullins. Let Beathard be seen by the teams, and maybe you get something for him.
John Lynch joined us a couple weeks ago. And when he did, he said something pretty poignant to this conversation regarding the quarterback situation heading into 2019.
We believe we know what we have in Jimmy, and that's a franchise quarterback. And we believe now that we have two guys that can be strong backups and win football games in this league in CJ and Nick. So I think that's a good thing.
Do you have any idea how much pressure Jimmy Garoppolo is going to face at the start of next season? This story has turned in a hurry. This is now 4 consecutive years this team has lost 10 or more games. That's never happened in franchise history. So you could make the case that in the post-Harbaugh era, this is as bad as it's gotten for the 49ers. Now, some would probably argue against that, even though there may have been a 7-9 season in there somewhere to prevent a streak like this. This is one of the all-time low points in 49er football. And this is a proud franchise that has had some low moments, but it's also been on top of the mountain. Garoppolo next year, I don't think he walks into the season like Prince Charming like he did this year.
Can't.
End of last year, wins 5 games. Everyone's excited. It seems like the organization is turning a page on this disaster. He comes out of the gates. He looks okay. He doesn't look great. He doesn't look terrible, but, you know, he doesn't exactly wow a lot of people. They almost blow the win against Detroit. He gets hurt in week 3 at Kansas City. Next year, I think from the get-go, people are going to be looking at him expecting results. And the whole, and Dibs, you've made this point about the knee. Well, you know, he's coming back from the ACL. Hogwash. I don't know if people want to hear it.
Hogwash.
Niner fans, it's going to be one of two things. Either they've had enough and they want to see results, or they've been beaten so far in a submission, it's not going to matter. Which do you think it is?
They've had enough and they want results. But you should caution yourself that Jimmy G is not going to come out on August 23rd in the third preseason game and look good and light it up. It's just not the way it works when you recover from a knee injury that severe. It's going to take time. And also, this roster needs not a whole turnover, but probably a half turnover. You need 20 to 25 new players, and that doesn't happen in just 1 year. So you need to temper your expectations again next year.
Jerry Rice, in about 4 minutes, we'll ask him, but the fan base, do you think they're going to be rabid next year looking for the wins, or do you think they've been beaten in the submission now that it's 4 straight years with 10 or more losses?
I think it's hogwash, and I think Daniel, for him to say, you know, be optimistic about it, for what? For who? Here's a guy, you know, hey, look, you can still stand in the quarter, you can still stand the pocket and throw the ball down the field. I want to see you develop.
You got paid like a franchise quarterback. You see, people are saying, okay, what about you saw Deshaun Watson come back, and he's a more of a running quarterback. He's got more torque on that knee, and he does more cutting than anybody. And look at the way he's come back in a year, and to see how this guy's been able to play, playing at an MVP level. He's got, look what he's doing. So, no, I'm not going to buy that excuse, and nor should the fans. And you went out here, and you paid him like a franchise quarterback. You got to play by God like a franchise quarterback. And so if John Lynch and if Kyle Shanahan want this guy to make them look good, and that's why you get a quarterback, you better in the offseason address the issues. So put that on him. It's time for Jimmy G that you give him the weapons, you give him the receivers, and hell, go out there and get another. Jared Cook from here in the Raiders might be up. The tight end, he's a free agent. Go get another tight end. So now you can go more 12 personnel and have two tight ends that you can go in, go out there. Go find another tight end. Go get another receiver. Go get this guy weapons, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all the excuses. You got your franchise quarterback. He's going to have darn near a year to get healthy because he got hurt in the third week of the season. Now you want to see what this guy is going to do. So if you're the front office, you better go get this guy the weapons to make him understand the importance of staying in the pocket and throwing the ball to capable receivers and running backs and tight ends that can win. So don't give me that, Daniel. It's hogwash. I need to see results.
See, when you're on the rookie deal, and Derek Carr went through this.
Right.
When you're on the rookie deal, you get a certain amount of latitude, or you should get a certain amount of latitude from the fans. But once you sign the dotted line on that veteran contract, that's it.
That's it.
Now the expectations are through the roof. Now the excuse making, it's down to virtually nothing. You've got to produce. And it's an injury, sure. But now next year, if you start slow, it's the injury. And he's starting slow, and he doesn't have the weapons. The last thing people are going to want to hear is excuse after excuse after excuse. He's going to need to hit the ground running in a hurry next season. The Niners are going to need a nice, soft landing to open up the season with that schedule. The good news is they should have a last-place schedule since Arizona's out there beating the Packers at Green Bay yesterday. I don't know what that was all about, but see you, Mike McCarthy. Losing three straight, lost that team. In a hurry. Jerry Rice in about 2 minutes. Blake, San Leandro. Thanks for your patience, Blake. Welcome to the show. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Niners. For me, it's more off the field. If they don't spend money next year, I can't get behind these guys. You got to spend money. I want Bosa and Barr, period.
All right. So Nick Bosa, top pass rusher, or at least in the eyes of many, coming out of, I guess, Ohio State. He did bail halfway through the season. And he also wants to sign Anthony Barr, outside linebacker, Minnesota Vikings. That could hopefully upgrade the defense. I don't know how much I'd want to spend outside a defensive line. I'm watching the NFL now. You see what's going on. The only positions worth a lot of money on defense has got to be up front, the pass rushers. The Aaron Donalds and the Khalil Macks, because they can wreck games. I don't know how much I'd want to spend on a corner. What good is an elite corner if the quarterback you're going against has 3 or 4 seconds to get the ball out of his hands? These guys are so damn precise. Good luck guarding a wide receiver from New Orleans for 3 seconds. Absolutely. Against Drew Brees. Phillip Rivers is completing 70% of his passes this season.
And you look at the, quote, elite corners, the Raiders spent a first-round pick on a guy named Garyon Conley, and he had at least one pass whiz right through his hands yesterday. The Raiders had like 3 or 4 cornerbacks with 2 hands on the football, unable to bring it in. So maybe it's just a guy who can catch the football, maybe a converted wide receiver on the other side, like a Troy Brown kind of guy.
Get him the just get him the weapons. Get
Mr. Flag football.
Get Jimmy G the weapons.
Protect, you love that.
Protect him and getting weapons. That's all I want. Protect him, getting weapons.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning and welcome to your 8 o'clock hour. Jerry Rice coming up in just a moment. Alex Boone, former 49er, set to join us at 9:10 this morning. I like what you're saying about the offensive line, because as you notice, the evolution of the National Football League, different values placed on quarterback, wide receiver, running backs, defenders now seen being slightly devalued outside of pass rush, perhaps. Offensive line. Offensive line is never going to change. You're always going to need to be able to protect the quarterback, and you're always going to need to be able to run the ball, at least to some extent. You can never go wrong with a good offensive line. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, you might not need a great linebacker unit, but 30 years ago, 40 years ago, Jack Tatum, Jack Ham, the Steeler linebackers, you needed that sort of thing. There was a time where you needed elite corners. I don't know if that's the case anymore. Now, you need elite quarterbacks. You always have, but offensive line is something you have always needed. I don't think you're ever making a mistake if you want to address the offensive line. because we've seen what happens when you've got a great one. The great ones are where? When the Raiders had the great offensive line, we saw them go 12-4 and get to the playoffs. Okay. Dallas's offensive line, when they're at their best and healthy, we've seen what they've done with
the Saints offensive line.
The Rams,
Saints
too.
This season.
The Rams. Yeah.
The Rams. So let's go to the phones. Jerry Rice is presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. He is a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champ, a 13-time Pro Bowler, and member of the 95.7 The Game family. Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Jerry? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, and we're trying to sift through the rubble from yesterday's loss at Seattle. Let's start with something positive. What do you think about the rookie Dante Pettis? Had a hell of a game as a wide receiver up at CenturyLink yesterday, don't you think?
Yeah, Dante, he reminded me of someone. You know, when you catch that ball, you're thinking six. You're not thinking about going down. You want to make that big play. And I think he's really starting to...